Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam Panionovich.
Baby, you are so money.
Host at the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
They're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
Chicago guy living the dream in Vegas.
You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Merck.
Your money? You know what else? You're a big winner.
Sam Panionovich.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
With Mulligan Haw on 670 The Score.
I've got my car and my ride and my wheels.
When I go to Vegas.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Sam Panionovich joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Good morning, Sam. How's it going?
Going good, guys. Going good. I can't believe the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl. I can't wrap my head around that.
Well, Sam, that's hard to buy. And Luke Kanellis is in for Mully this morning. We were both just talking about. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. But neither does the Packers jumping ahead of the Bears up to 14-1. What did they do at free agency that so attractive?
It's not so much what they've done, David. It's just people expect them to bounce back, and they still have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. So that's really what it comes down to. I mean, they bring in Adrian Amos. They brought in some pass rushers and all that. But, you know as well as I do that if you spend a lot of money in free agency, usually that comes back to bite you in the rear end, right? I mean, you want to draft well and develop well. And the Packers, I honestly thought they threw a lot of money at a lot of players that were really mediocre. And I don't think they really got a whole lot better. So it's still down to Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback. He's going to be bet on. The Packers are a brand name. You look at the odds in Vegas, so I got the Westgate odds. You got the Chiefs and Patriots are the favorites at 6-1. Then the Rams and Saints are 8-1. Then the Browns, somehow. Browns and Packers have the same odds at 14. And then the Bears about 16-1. But I don't think it's really what they've done in the offseason. It's just people expect them to bounce back. They're going to bet them to bounce back. And they still have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Sammy, I'm not surprised. I look at the numbers, and Dustin brought in a sheet that said already $300,000 of liabilities on Cleveland. And I'm not surprised because think about Browns fans. I mean, they're almost as passionate as us Bears fans. So they are screaming. They would bet their house on the fact that they're Browns now because of what they did in the offseason. And OBJ out there are going to end up in the Super Bowl. And I went and I did some research. The last time the Browns, I'm going to throw this out there. When was the last time the Browns finished first in their division?
Wow.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Take a stab.
2003.
1989.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I was cutting my teeth in this business with Dustin at PIA Radio Sports. Oh, my gosh. No wonder Browns fans are all over their team going to the Super Bowl. So I get it. But, you look at the odds after free agency now, Sammy. Tell me, where's my $100 best spent? Give me the best buy out there right now.
Lou, it's a good question. We still have to wait and see what happens in the draft. I really think the Indianapolis Colts, about 25 or 30-1, are going to be a really good shot. I think they're going to be a team that makes a run in the AFC. I think the AFC is sort of wide open here. There's going to be a lot of money coming in on the Chiefs. There's going to be a lot of money on the Cleveland Browns, but I think with Frank Reich and Andrew Luck at the helm, that team is going to be a whole lot better this year. There's another year under the schematics of that offense. The defense went from like 30th in the league to a top 10 defense. I think there's going to be a lot of money on Kansas City, Cleveland, the Patriots. If you can get the Colts at like 25 or 30-1, I think that's a really good bet because I really believe in the coach. I believe in the quarterback. And I think that defense has gotten a whole lot better. And while there's a lot of money going in a lot of different places, there's not going to be a lot of hype on Indianapolis. And I just think that quarterback, Andrew Luck, is so damn good. Last year, we sort of forgot how good he was, and he put a show on for like 7-8 games in a row. my pick for a sleeper in football next year, if I had $100 to put on a team to win the Super Bowl, I think the Colts at 30-1 make a whole lot of sense.
Sam Paniatovic from VSiN joining Mully and Haw on The Score. Luke Kanellison for Mully. So, Sam, you know in Chicago the Big Ten tournament resumes today. You've covered that tournament. You know it. What's going on here in the city. Doesn't create a huge buzz, but there's some people who are still involved and interested in the goings-on. If you had to advise people who are maybe want to get interested, what would you look at today?
Yeah, David, this is sort of the round here as we move on to the final eight in the tournament. You know, it's cute and cuddly to win a game or two in the tournament, but I think this is the round where Cinderella usually, you know, runs out of gas here. And my favorite pick today in the tournament is Wisconsin against Nebraska. Now, there's going to be a lot of money on Nebraska because they've upset two teams in the last couple of days, but now they face a team that's well-rested, that's well-coached, and now Nebraska is facing a team that just has more talent and better players than them, and I think they're going to run out of gas here. I think Wisconsin is going to win this game, you know, handily, like 15, 16 points or so. The Badgers are about a 7.5-point favorite right now. I really like Wisconsin today. That's probably my favorite play of the day in the Big Ten, and also with Michigan, too. I mean, Iowa, you know, Illinois is okay. They're getting better. They've got three freshmen in the starting lineup, so Iowa beating Illinois, to me, is not that great of a deal. They have a much tougher test against the best defense in the conference in the Wolverines. So I think two favorites today, Wisconsin and Michigan, make a whole lot of sense. And I want to see if, honestly, Ohio State is sort of playing for their tournament life here. Michigan State's in. We know Izzo's in. We know those guys are in. Ohio State probably has to win this game to get into the big dance. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Buckeyes hang around here. But I like the bigger favorites here. I think Michigan and Wisconsin are due for big wins today in Chicago.
Sammy, I know you're in Vegas, but I beg to differ. You know what? Not only do I disagree with you in the Wisconsin-Nebraska deal, I'm playing Nebraska on the money line. All right? I'm actually putting a nickel on Nebraska, getting the 7.5, and I'm putting another nickel on the Cornhuskers to win outright because you cannot beat momentum in the Big Ten tournament. And I watched Nebraska last night. I watched them the night before, and maybe I'm just caught up in Cinderella because I'm a Loyola guy.
And he wore his Cornhusker hat to work this morning.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, give me your favorite game. Give me your favorite to win the tournament.
Oh, geez. I still think, honestly, and this is going to sound a little, you know, I don't know. It's like Gonzaga loses to St. Mary's, right? And everybody watches that game and they go, oh, that's a bad loss for Gonzaga. But honestly, I love that loss.
Good wake-up call.
I think it woke them up, Sweet Lou. Honest to God, I think it woke them the hell up, and they needed that because they only had two losses this season, and they were against good teams, North Carolina and Tennessee, back in, like, November. They hadn't played anybody in months, and I think for them to wake the hell up, sort of like a smelling salt moment. In my power ratings, I've got Gonzaga number one, I've got Duke number two, and then I've got Kentucky at number three. I think them putting Hero into the rotation for the Wildcats, Reed Travis will be back. He'll be healthy. And Calipari, we know his team sort of peak in March. If I had, you know, $100 again to risk on a team to win the tournament, I'd go Gonzaga 1, I'd go Duke 2, and I'd probably go Kentucky 3. And I will side bet you on Wisconsin-Nebraska, my friend, no doubt.
Sam, did you watch Zion Williamson last night? Did you see that?
David, we texted too, and you're like, well, what are the odds for him to go number one? And I'm like, they're off the board. If he doesn't go number one with his ability, his size, his skill, his athleticism, and not to mention his marketability. I mean, this guy's a clear-cut guy to go number one overall. I mean, he dominated that game, and he makes those plays, guys. It's not just one, two, three. He makes like five or six wow plays where you watch him and you're like, oh, my God. If he doesn't go number one in the draft, I'd be stunned. There's no way. Unless the Bulls luck out at the ping pong party again, like they did in 08 with Derrick Rose, there is no way he's going to skip past number one. No chance.
All right, Sammy, guess what? You and I have a side bet on this game tonight, and when I come to Vegas in May, you are taking me out for drinks because I'm going to win this bet. We're going to the new spot, Chaos, that used to be the Palms Hotel. You're going to get us right in. I don't want to stand outside. I don't want to be waiting behind any rope. I don't want to be told, hey, you can't get in unless you've got girls with you. I'm a married man. I don't have girls with me, but I have Sam Paniatovic, and he's getting me in, and I'm drinking on him tonight because I'm going to win this bet.
Okay, hey, anything for you, sweet Lou. If you win, you name it, baby.
Good stuff, Sam. Have a great weekend.
You guys too. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.